On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BC men's hockey team travels to Grand Forks this weekend. Captain Ben Kinney with us. How much rest and relaxation did you guys get last week with the weekend off?
You know, we got quite a bit. It was actually nice to step back a little bit and not have to worry about a game weekend this weekend or this past weekend. So it was nice, and Coach gave us a couple of days off there over the weekend, so that was nice to see.
This late in the season, your body's starting to revolt a little, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it gets harder and harder to lace up those skates every day, but, you know, if you love it, you still go out there and do it every day. So,
there's no question about it. Your fans absolutely get cranked up yet playing North Dakota. You've been here in the CHA days at the Glass where non-conference games didn't mean a whole heck of a lot to now playing for conference points. Have you noticed a difference in the mentality of the team as the years have gone on?
Absolutely not. I mean, we just still think of it as another big game for us. They're a nationally ranked team. And when we played in the CHA days, we definitely wanted to prove ourselves. And we still have to do that this year. I mean, we're still fighting for points, and hopefully we can sneak in that 10th or 10th spot, and hopefully we can make it happen.
How nice was it to get the monkey off the back last year against him and finally beat him?
Yeah, definitely. That was huge for our fans and for us. I mean, I remember Coach coming in the locker room after the game, and he gave us a little jig because he was so excited. But, you know, and even RH came in the room, and he was pretty excited. So, you know, you definitely see how a game like that and a win like that definitely amplifies not only our team but the whole community as well.
2 weeks left. You guys, like you said, want to move up as far as you possibly can. What's it going to take in your mind to get it done?
Well, definitely it's not going to be easy. They're, both teams that we have left are obviously highly ranked and highly skilled. So it's definitely going to take – we just got to outwork them every night, and that's what it's going to take for us to win games for the rest of the year. We have to outwork our opponents and hit shots on the net and play tough defense. I mean, we just got to get back to the things that we do especially well.
Last time out, you guys thoroughly outplayed Duluth, especially on the Friday night. They go into Minnesota last week and play pretty well. Have you seen a league as balanced as this one is this year?
Not since I've been in college hockey. I mean, there's 6 points that separate the first place team from the seventh place team. So, I mean, that's not a huge gap. Anybody can beat anybody. I mean, that can be proven any night. So, I mean, especially now when it comes down to a playoff type mentality where you don't want to lose, it's going to be the hardest working team and the smartest working team that's going to come out on top. So,
does that make some of the struggles that you guys have had hanging on to leads this year even more frustrating knowing how tight it is?
Absolutely. You know, we've harped on it all year. I mean, especially here in the second half, you know, we played poorly for a while. And when we did play well, we weren't getting the bounces. So, I mean, now we got to put it all together, and hopefully we can come back with a couple of victories here coming up.
How nice was it to just be rewarded against Duluth and play well and actually get points out of it?
Absolutely. You know, it was a long time coming. I mean we were just as frustrated as most of everybody else in this community that's been watching us play this year. But, you know, we're not going to stop working, so we hope that they don't stop cheering for us, and hopefully that'll end up for us.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
For more information about the BSU men's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.